Iemand die kijkt jou van op. Loma klum. Sharei nakshei in nedri. Shei vashoi lasiske. Voadin name imo makinitas vishoi molai. Loma klum. Lifishei vishoi in nedri. Shei in nedri imenim rishoi in loisidovo. Vioche yise. But he said. Now. Taser says. Kinitra cheri imo maklum. Pirish arabra blezea. Shafilu. He's your Caleb Behead. Afil Hochel Roma Klum. Kirvin the Kim Shayam Renat. And so, in other words, even if he spelled it out the Feirish, but if he said, Kenidra Shayam, so he formulated it incorrectly, so it's Roma Klum. Kinitvosom, now, the Ram. Kinitvosom, not Abinoza Rukom. Shaachir misnadimim bikom movin zires. Hilkach kiom ararim, voyinoza rebel fano. In other words, it's milamilakotoni. So if he says, Kinitvos kshir, harin, and the noza is able to fano, harin noza. Vichyom aralai, ואם יפיסד כנדוויז כשאירים עולי ובהם הוא נחס לפונוב הבו לקיימר הרי הוא קום נדוב. So the ranshit is that when he say קום it means קום ממש, not כנומיס. In case this, there are two פשוט. הרב רבלזר's פשט is that קום means כנומיס, and the רשבם's פשט that Jesus mentions that kov means kov mamish. Alright. V'chiyom alayu b'im nachas lefonu v'adrikim ha'arayu kov nidon. Aber b'shmue. So you see, so the Ram is mdayik. Because in connection with nidre rishoi, so the Mishnah mentioned shmue too. But in connection with nidre, with nidveisom, with nidveis ksheirim, so the Mishnah only says, not Abinozer we call. Not Shmue. Because Shmue, under all circumstances, does not befit a kosher. Shmue. Nevertheless, sometimes under certain circumstances, it's a very noble thing. But Shmue, under all circumstances, is not a noble thing. Alright. Aber Shmue le Mechayim, אפילו היו כי כאמור לך לפנו ויאמר ימנו שלא יהיה לפי שנקשרים נשבועים לאיר ויאב אגב אמרינו לאיר תויזרו זה נפשי נשבועים לבר מצווה היי שבועה לא ימיקר נדור שהרי כבורים מחויובים לקיים את המצווה. So it's something that is that they are מחויב, something they are מחויב. So from this, and nidove means something that is that a person volunteers. What does nidove mean? He volunteers. Now something that a person is mechuyev, you couldn't say he volunteers. He volunteers. So the term nidove is nachay. Now, so from this, ran it's mashma that the haloche of nishboim lekayim es mitzvah. So it's only for the purpose of nizruz and nafshei. So it's only shayach if the purpose is to be mizaris himself in something that is obligatory. But let's say, suppose he wants to do a certain mitzvah over and above the shura sadin, lifnim mishura sadin. I mean, certain mitzvahs can be fulfilled according to the measure of duty, and it can be fulfilled over and above the measure of duty. So then, we do not say that it's nishboy mitzvah because after all, shvuye itself should be awesome. But in order to be mizaris himself, so then it's muter, it's even mitzvah to be nishbo levah mitzvah, nishbati vakayimo. So when is it a mitzvah? In order to mizaris himself, if he wants to mizaris himself, for the purpose of doing his duty, what is mechuyev. But suppose he has no worries about the measure of duty in a certain mitzvah, but he wants to be mekayim a certain mitzvah over and above the measure of duty. Over and above the measure of duty, so then there is no, it's not the proper thing to be nishba. Because if the Ran Shita had been that it is the proper thing to be nishba for the purpose of being mizaris himself, even over and above the measure of duty, so why do they say hawishwa mitkoni dovo shaitwa? No, but he wants to do it over and above the measure of duty. Alright. Vitalamina Hari Dogo Einoi Elo Beim Rarizu Vinedea Barilai Vihilukzelesel Dori. The components of the Zeres Mineda Romani Dove Shaikhade, Hareine, Elo Binyan Echot, Nira Beinai, the Neder Perushe, Dobo Shinibori Gamble Binusale, Undobo Perushe, Mashodom Nede, Vieser, Binidvas Nafshe, Vishem Maisov, Yeseritsui, Shimoham Ginon, the Neder Hario Rail, Vishim Snadif Nigamle, Kim Shalis, Isay Achshov. Undovo, who beimeya, harizu, nifishen isnadeif nidrei, yeserot. Vichim shezeu, perushin shaleta nidovo, abdinozir, afal pishin aneda shal niziras al binechot. So the neder of niziras is always analogous to harizu, harinozir. But we have the two types of niziras too. ומשמוח אמרינון וכי משזהו פריש שלנו דוב אבנוזר אבל משנה לשון זירת מנחות מי שהכבוד של ריצויו יסיר קור נזרוסים דוב ומי שריצויו כל כך קור נדע ורשויים כי שנדרים מנוזיר אין כבונוסם ריצויו לגמרי אבל הקשירים מתאיך שכבונוסם שלאים הוא ריצויו ואין בזרוסם שנדרים את אבירו קור נזרוסם נדובו. Now, I think that this Ram can be better understood if we take notice the Moshe Naramba in regard to this halacha. The Rambam says in Perikal Mechazidor Malacha Chavov, Omar Ariel, I can either reshoi, or you can either skshir, sheichaloch, or yimeichaloch, harizoser. אבל פי שלא יפירש, אומר כנידר הקשירים, ומזחי בקלום, שאין הקשירים נדרים, בדרך איסה וכעס. So, who is talking here about כעס? The Rambam says, שאין הקשירים נדרים, בדרך איסה וכעס. So, why does the Rambam make שאין דרך איסה וכעס? Now, let's see, the Rosh Na Rambam at the end of Nidor. The Rambam says, Perik Yud Gimu Milchas Nidorim Haloche Chob Gimu Mishenodar Nidorim Kinimichinim Deisov Ulsakim Asov Harizizorus Mishumach Keitzat Kigein Misher Yozeleu Vyoser Olof Abosor Shono Ishtayim Oy Misher Yosheide Biyayim ויוסר היין על עצמי זמן מרובו, או יוסר השיקחוס לאימו, וכן מישהו יורין יפסלמני, וניב עליהי, ויוסר על עצמי המתוני סיינו אסן של מדין הזוג, וכן מישהו, שמישהו היום מזגוי בייפייה, ונודע בנו זה בחיי צי, ונדור מאילו, כולון דרך אבי דור שם הם, ונדור מאילו, וחיי צי בנו מחכום דור מסוים בפסוס, דנה לא חכום דלת. ואף על פי שאינה בידו, לא יעבו עוד מנדרי איסיה, ולא יעבו עצמו להם, אלא יפריס מדבונים שרואו ויפריס מהם, בלוי נדר. So in other words, so the Rambam mentions when is נדורים משובוך, משובוכים, when is נדר משובוך, if the purpose of the, if the נדר emanates from a purified heart, but if somebody makes a נדר on the spur of the moment, he happens to be in a certain mood. He happens to be in a certain mood. And he makes an Eber, then it's Kinidre Rishoy. Then it's Kinidre Rishoy. In other words, Neder is a proper thing if the Neder emanates from a purified heart. Purified. And the same thing is true of Karbones. I mean, when all the Nevi'im speak against the Karbones, it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that Yeshaya HaNovi, he was speaking out against Karbones. Karbones is a very sublime mitzvah. But Ligabi Karbones, we have a loche of Zevach Rishon Teimo. Why? Because a korban is rotzu with Neyakodesh Baruch Hu only if the korban is symbolic and it is expressive of an inner core, of a purified heart. So then it's very rotzu Ligabi Neyakodesh Baruch Hu. But if a person doesn't purify his heart and he doesn't bring the inner korban, what does korban mean? Korban means bikorev, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how does one come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? By bringing an inner korban, by purifying the heart. So then the external korban is rotzu with Neakodesh Baruch Hu. That was the difference between the korban of Cain and the korban of Hevel, because they both brought wonderful korbanes. Cain also brought the best of his fruits, but he did not, it wasn't coupled with a purified heart. You can see, I mean, what he did after the korban. He killed his brother. So Mele, this is what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milchas Nidor. So he says, Shinakshirim nedrim biderach isa mikas. If the neder originates in the spur of the moment, he happened to be in a certain mood. So then it is nidre rishoy. So nidre rishoy. But he also says shinakshirim nedrim biderach isa mikas. In other words, even if it is doesn't emanate from the spur of the moment. But if it is derechisa, in other words, if the purpose of the neder is, you know, to maintain a certain image of himself in his own eyes, so it's also nidre rishon. When is it nidre sherim? If the purpose is to purify his heart, let's say, he was addicted to drinking, and because of that he takes nidorim, and he answers all wine and other things. He's excessive in his eating habits, and because of that he takes a neder, and he answers certain things. So the purpose is not to answer what the Torah did not answer. So that is not a laudable thing, because ayecho mashios hotel. But if the purpose is not the rechisya, if the purpose is not to maintain in his own eyes a special image of himself, he is superior to all the others. After all, he takes nidorim, he is inosir, I mean, he is superior, he is not the average person. So then it's nidri rishoyim. This is what the Ran says. The Ran says, now, so too, the Gemara mentions a distinction between neder of korban and nidor of korban, and that distinction is not shayach in nizires, because all the nidor nizires are nidorim of hareini nozir. So he says, no, the main criterion between nidre rishoyim and nidre ksherim consists in the manner in which and in the motive of the neder. If the motive is a spur of the moment, or just to maintain a certain image of himself, that he is super pious, so then it's nidre rishoy. But if the purpose is to purify his heart, to make him into a better person, not to establish a certain image of himself, but to make himself better, then it's nidveis kere. Now, so that's why we say that the neder is not proper and nidove is proper. Why? Because when you take a neder, you open the door for mechshelim. If you say arielah, so you open the door for mechshelim. Maybe you will not fulfill it properly. So that means that this neder was not exclusively motivated by the desire to become better, to improve his habits. Because if his exclusive motive had been to change himself, to purify his heart, he should become a better person, why should he take an eder of Ariyalai and expose himself to the possibility of not fulfilling the eder? So if he's completely motivated by the desire to purify his heart, to make himself into a better person, and to eradicate all the evil inclinations from his heart, then he should take the neder in such a way that it will that he will be exposed to a minimum of mechshelim. Now, what is the minimum of mechshelim? If he says arezu and hillel, so even he didn't even want to say arezu far away from the Azore. But when did he say arezu? Near the Azore he said arezu. Why? To reduce the possibilities of mechshelim, of failures to fulfill the Dine HaTorah to a minimum. Of course, it's impossible. I mean, everyone is only human. So there is a minimum. There is a minimum of a mikshul in every case. I mean, because life means constant exposure to challenges, to temptations. But Hillel took the neder in such a way that the mikshelim was reduced to a very minimum. So Mimele, in regard to Kobones, where you have two kinds of nidorim, you have a neder of Arielai and you have a neder of Arizu. So Mimele, even if the person is motivated by a desire to purify his heart, but he should resort to the proper means. So in other words, if a person is motivated by the goal of purifying his heart, but if he takes a neder of Arielai, thereby exposing himself to the possibility of a nichshol, when he can take a neder of Arizu and reducing the possibility of nichshol to a minimum, so that means he doesn't employ the best methods, even though he aspires to towards the proper goal. Mashim kim ba nizires, so there is only one neder of nizires. So then the only criterion is what his goal is. Whether his goal is that he should be known as a nozir, everybody should talk about him in the newspaper and have his picture, I mean, how with his long hair he's a nozir, so then it's nidre rishoyim. But if the purpose is, the motive is, like the nozir nadorem, in order to purify himself and to be immune against all the dangers that are lurking against him, so then it's nidre chayim, you see. And if it had been possible in Nizires too to attain the proper goal through two ways. One way of attaining the proper goal of Nizires by taking the neder of Nizires where the Mirshelim are at the maximum, and another way of attaining the proper goal so the Mirshelim are at a minimum, so there too we would say the same thing. But by Nizires, there are no two ways. Mashenki by Kobones, there are two ways how to achieve the goal. So if a person takes a neder on the spur of the moment because he happens to be in a certain mood. So then, no matter what kind of a neder he takes, whether he takes a neder of Arielai or he takes a neder of Arizu, but if it emanates from Tas, from a certain mood, even if it emanates, when the Rambam says midrash isavi kas, he doesn't mean kas dafke against somebody else. Sometimes people are angry at themselves. They are angry at themselves, and they do certain things. And sometimes, when they are in a mood of anger against themselves, they might take an neder to give zakat because they are angry at themselves. It's still not nidus sharing, you see. Nidus sharing it is when the neder emanates from a pure heart, not from a mood, because he happens to be in a very good mood or in a very bad mood, and because of that, he makes a neder. So then it's not nidus sharing. It has to emanate from a purified heart. But even if it emanates from a desire to attain a good goal, so in order to be nidus sharing, he must employ that method that involves a minimum of mechel. So memele, even if he takes a neder of Hare Olai, for the proper purpose, but he could have achieved the same goal by taking a neder of Arizu and do it the way Hillel did it. So memele, he is not acting like Sheir, the way Sheir did. This is the Pshat Nera. Alright. Now, V'dil mechoche koma, so the Gemara says, K'nidil v'shoim, loy netane, Omar Shmuel. So the Gemara in the Haramin assumed that the Mishnah's reference to the case where the person just says, K'nidil v'shoim. So the question arises, why do we say that he answered on the contrary? Maybe he meant to say, K'nidil v'shoim, loy netane. Omar Shmuel beim k'nidil v'shoim, Hareini, Holai, Himen. Himen. Not that he said all the three things, as Rashi explains, but Mila Mila Katon. So Hareini, if he says Hareini bin Zires, Holai bin Hom, Himen Bishua. Hareini Nasigmore Zekashi, Hareini bin Zires, Dilmarin bin Tainis Koma, Omar Shmuel, Kisho Yonozi Reva Lefono. So the Gemara, in regard to Nizires, the Gemara spells it out that when is it effective, as in the of Nizires, only if Nozer is Velfonov. But if Nozer is not Velfonov, it's not a Yad. It's not a Yad. Even though he says Kilidr Rishoyi Mare. But the Gemara doesn't spell it out in regard to Korb. The Gemara doesn't spell it out in regard to Korb. So, but the Ran mentions it. He meant be of Nozerufanov. He meant be Shvur. So Dilme, he meant Lachin Nekoma, Omaru, Omarove, Yomar, he meant Shalayich, Yoche Maile Memro. If he says, Kilidr Rishoyim, he meant Shalayich, so of course it's Ishwe, Maule Teime or Limofik Shvur and Pume, Komash Kulanad. כי שואים לא זה ריבו לפונו ואפילו אורך הדף כי כל מכיל ושואים הרייני אבל כי אומר הרייני לחוד לא יאומר כלו that's one shot of the rabbi self of the ram so only if he said כי כי נדר שואים הרייני so then if no זה ריבו לפונו so he's high business. I don't know my arena with Hude, not giving to the show my arena, but he knows it was even in front of, and he said, Hareini, Lomaku. But the Mishnah Noza says, hey, Hareiz and Hazir, so why should a hey be better than Hareini? We don't believe in a hey, that will feel coming to she. The Abu Nozir Kishinozir in the front of. Mishin the hay, Lishne Ma'ali, ומהן אבל הרי לי אילו אב דיום העקדית הראשוני אולי לא ימאשי דיום המידי כך פיר של רבי סי, רבי סי so now it's a colleague to Rabbi Yisof of the Ram so if he says hey he knows the phone off without me that he show him so he's a nozer because what does a hey mean a hey nozer since it coincided with the passing of the nozer but if he says hareini so it's not muchach that he means Harini Koze unless he couples it with Kenil Rishon Kach Pesham Zveini Nira Beinai the Harini Ligora Meahe Elo Masnis Mishum Diosel Ashmino Dio Oma Kenil Rishoi Harini Afilu Binozer Oigo Lufonof Lemahan So now, so the question arises according to the Ran. So why does it say Kenidah Rishoyim? Hareini and Nozer Lufonof, even without Kenidah Rishoyim, just Hareini. So he says the reason is to tell us that if he said Kenidah Rishoyim Hareini and Nozer Lufonof, so lo mehane. Why? Because it's incorrectly formulated. Lo mehane. So we mane, no katrin she kinidu rishoyim, aber we noch name, di chol shoma, harini bilchut, vi hoyo, no zirei ve lifono, hari ze noz. Hari ze noz. ודיום האמין לאחרים נקומה, הכלים מבחינים נקלמים מהדיום לאחרים נקומה. הב ידיים שמחיחץ, וצביר ומשמוד להם ידיים. Now let's see the thesis. כי נדבוס על נודם נוזר וקור, תקשר מסנד ושאפ ונוזר וקור, כי אמרינו בגמור, אבל שבוע ומשתה בקשר עם כבר, ושמיצי שמשומיים ובטור. Now, the lotion of thesis is, אבל שבוע ומשתה בקשר עם כבר, Now, from other Rishonim it appears that when can there be a Nisa of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole by Shvue? Only when he mentions the Shem. But apparently the Shita here is that even without mentioning the Shem, Shvue, not for an important purpose, involves a Nisa of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole. Now, the Rosh Rambam is I discussed it in the sugi of Nidu. Hamaskir Shem Shemayim Livatolo or Lishvu B'divrei Avoi. Or Lishvu B'divrei Avoi. So in other words, that even if the Shvu is emes, but it's not for an important purpose. Ochalti lo yachalti. I mean, it's vorim shema b'kach. Why is it important to take Shvu? So it involves an iser of meitzi shishumayim v'atola. So it appears from tesis. From the other Rishonim it appears that only when he mentions the Shem, and if it's not for an important purpose, even though it's MS, it involves an Issa of Mitzvah Shishmayim Vatolo. But if it doesn't mention the Shem, not now. That appears from the Rishonim. Oh, from the Rosh, Tafches. So, the Elo Hokomashim, the Shom, is Uzen Afshi. For the Habe Maske Shem Shemayim Vatola, Im Nishba B'Shem, Vim Nishba B'Roi Shem, Name Salt Leid Chamini Dorosa Kedoi Shisrag Lodom B'Shuiz. V'yochil, Yom Nishb Gam Odwa Machir. So the Rosh spells it out, that when is there an Iser of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatola, even if it's Nishba Lemes, Even if Nishba Remes, only if he mentions the Shem. But if he doesn't mention the Shem, there is no Isa of Meisi Shem Shemayim Latolo. But from the Teisves, it's Mashma, that there is an Isa of Meisi Shem Shemayim Latolo, even if he doesn't mention Shem. He says, Avol Shvuoli Mishtabik Shem Klal, Mishim Meisi Shem Shemayim Latolo. But here we say, even without the Shem. So there is no Nidvesa. So apparently there is a Nisa of Mitzvah Shemayim Latolo, even if it's MS, even without the Shem. How can that be explained? So that can be explained according to the Rosh Yeshuas. Even though the Rosh himself says here just the opposite, so that does not mean that if one accepts what the Rosh says in Yeshuas, that he has to accept what Teisa says. So Teisa is an extension of what the Rosh says in Shavuos. The Rosh says in Shavuos that actually Shavuos requires Shem. But then you'll ask, so then Shavuos without Hashem, he should not be Chayev, and the sheet of the Rosh is that he is Chayev for Shavuos even without Hashem, So the Rosh says, because Shavuos itself implies Shem. Because, I mean, that's the meaning of Shavuos in every language. If you look up in Webster's Dictionary or in Oxford Dictionary, so you'll see that oath means B'Shem Hashem. That's the meaning of oath. There's a difference between taking an oath or affirming, sometimes in court. So a person refuses to take an oath. So what does he say? What does he do? He affirms. What's the difference? The difference is oath means in God's name. And affirm means just affirm. So in other words, so the Rosh says that Shvui itself is a Yad to Shem, but this is what it means. Because Shvui means Shem. So Mimele Teisa says, since Shvui means Shem, so Mimele there is an Issa of Meitzishim Shemayim Batola by Nishba Lemes, unless it is Nishba Yimitayim Samitzvah Lishuzen Afshe. So then it's in a mitzvah. But if it is not for a very important purpose, then it involves an Issa of Meisishim Shemayim Vatolo. Even if it's Nishba Remes. The Rosh, even though the Rosh could say that, but the Rosh it is that even though Shvuye implies Shem, but if he doesn't mention the Shem, it doesn't involve an Issa of Meisishim Shemayim Vatolo. All right. Kinidre Rishoi, Hareini Olai Vimen. So Teisus is also like the Ram and the Rosh. It's Mila Mila Katane. Not all of them, as Rashi says. Ech Moshe is Alo. Im Kinid Rishoyim Olai is Bikom. Do Olai Shaya Ga Bikom. Vamrin Alil. Hari Olai Osam Shiyan Bikom. Vim Kakiyo Ma Kinid Rishoyim Olai. Nero Bikom. Now we have two Pshoti. The Rav Reblezer's Pshat, that it doesn't mean Kom Mamish, it means Kinomis. And the Rashbam's Pshat, that it means Kom Mamish. ופיר שרב רב אלעזר, דוסר לא בקנה, וקוש, דמי הדינו מה בו לעשר עולו, ויש לאימא, דמי ראה, so now the Ram, we could ask the same question, they call it the Ram, except that they call it the Ram, it doesn't mean kinomeis, but it means kob mamish. So the Ram says that it's only when behemo is mnachas lefano, otherwise not. So he says the same thing. Except that according to him, it doesn't mean kol mamesh, it means kinomis. V'yeish leima, the ma'ir shel yokik al lefonov. V'yoma kenidu rishon malai. Im kein ahu ki yosh lefonov koma. In ha me'ir b'misar v'mbeilech. So, the Ran and Teisves hold that just as it is necessary, ligabe niziris, it is necessary that it should be Nozer Rebbe Lefonov, otherwise it's not effective. So the Gabi Korm is the same thing. The Korm is the same thing. But from the Rambam it appears now. A Rambam it appears only vis-a-vis Niziris, it is necessary Nozer Rebbe Lefonov. But the Gabi Korm, so Olai is valid even without a Behemoth Nachas Lefonov or Kikya Rebbe Lefonov. That depends whether it is reference to Korm Mamish or to Konomis. All right. So, Iname, another teretz is that it does not necessarily have to have reference to the case where there is a kikal lefonov, even without the kikal lefonov, but bin salvin bilechet, so then it's muchach, there is a yechoche, that he means lesser. מסעמלך וקושר כי מה יהיה משמיד ראשויים אפילו פה אולי תחיד אבי אבי קום כי בקום עליר ויהי משמיד ראי פירש בכיכר זו וכן לפירש חברי השנם לפורש אלא אמרים נכים דקיתו לפנוף אלו אוי מסעמם בילך אל הריאד כי מפורש ויהיו כאבלוי תראשוינם So here's the kasha, monefshech. If he does reference to the case of misavi, or of kikar lefonov, so why can he do the rishoyim? Even without can he do the rishoyim? So it's a yad. Voit kasha, my koma can it vosam noda bikom, kim shal yikinim koma, vichy derech, kshayri, leser atzmon bimut alahem. Leser atzmon bimut alahem. Now, so what could be a teretz? An arav reb lezas pshat? It's a good kashe, v'chi derech kshir leser atzmon bimut alahem. The Chazal said, ayecho ma she'os ratero. Kol amtzai ratzmon nikrachete. The answer is the Rambam says, if the purpose of assering something, of assering bosom, is to be super pious over and above what the Torah requires him, then it's not a derech of kshirim. But if he developed certain habits, certain excesses in his eating habits, in his drinking habits, and then he assert certain eichlin or certain drinks, because in order to cure himself and to purify his heart, to make himself into a better person, then it's midas kshirim. So this is what Rav Lezer says. All right. So likach nirah Rashbam dinora bikom dikoma hayne bikom mamish. So the Rashbam pshat is that it means kom mamish. Im he bikom kodu lizveach. So now here there is a machlekes between teisves and the rosh, because teisves and the Rashbam they both say that the lay bikom means kom mamish, and the rosh says im hoyso behim umunachas lefonav viomar kin nidre rishoyim olay. Chayiv lo vio eilo. Chayiv lo vio eilo. Eilo davki, the Rosh says. Teisves says it doesn't make any difference. Ve lo kachni al Rashbam di noda bikom di koma hayne bikom manish imei bikom koldo izveach. Doesn't make any difference whether it's eilo, shlomim, emi kom. Ve hashte miche di olay gredo lo mechayiv lo bikom di hodi olay yad likom hayne davki in kenonis. Unidovis mirid omar besomuch vim teim adil molay lizdoko lebedek abayis koma vishleim adim keino yol liforish behedi veid midi dikoma kenid rishoyim mishtoma nidre aposik lirosh elchiti koi dechsila shaloi sidea ukro bikoponis mamesh ayer betisevti. So the Rashbam draws the conclusion that it means kom mamesh, not kenomis, because so one of the highest is because if it means kinomis, so why only kinidra rishoyim? Olay itself is a yad le kinomis. The answer is olay itself is a yad le kinomis. So even without kinidra rishoyim, so if it will be misal v'nei say, or it will be kikamunach lefanov, and he will say aryu olay, so then it will be a yad without kinidra rishoyim. But if he says kinidra rishoyim, then it is a yatko. But we see that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and Teisves. According to Teisves, if he says, so he can bring any korban, and according to the Rosh, if he says kenidra rishoyim olai and behim umnachas lefonov, he has to bring davke neil. Now the question arises, what do they have reference to? If they have reference to the case where the person said, in my heart I meant a neil, so why should Teisves say he can bring any korban? After all, I mean, that's the aloche by Nidorim, that he can elaborate and explain the essence of the neder. The essence of the neder. Even in the neder gomo, Allah has kama v'chamo, where it's only yad, he certainly can explain. And if, so, So, and if he said, so in other words, so if he said in my heart, I meant a Neiro, I mean, if he said in my heart, I meant Ishlomim, why should the horse say that Chayiv Lovio? And if he says in his heart, I meant Eilo, why should Teisa say that he can bring Ishlom? So Mimonesh. So we have to say that both Teisus and the Rosh have reference to the case where he said, I didn't mean any Korbim in particular. I just meant whatever it means, I believe. In such a case, I mean, if in his heart he spelled out a certain Korbim, Eilo Shlomim, so obviously he has to bring that Korbim that he spelled out in his heart. So in other words, so the machlokes between the Rosh and Teisves is obviously has reference to the case where he said, I didn't, in my heart I didn't spell out any call. I just meant whatever it means. Whatever it means. So then there is a machlokes. So according to Teisves, he can bring any call. He can bring any call. And according to the Rosh, he must bring an ale. Now, if Luke, it's Mistaber, like Teisves. After all, if in his heart he meant whatever it means. So if he wants to bring Ishlomim, why shouldn't he be able to fulfill his neder by bringing Ishlomim? So why does the horse say, Dafken Elo? So again, because it's in line with the Rambam's Shite, the Rambam and the Ram, I mean, they all Rishonim agree that it's not that there is a distinction between Hare Olaino Mikom per se and Hare Zu per se. By Niziris there are no two Korbanes, and still we find neder neither Rishonim and neither Sheirim. So in other words, if the purpose of the neder is to purify his heart, to cure himself from bad habits, to become a better person, and it emanates from a purified heart after pondering and searching of his soul, it doesn't emanate from the mood or of the spur of the moment. And so then it can be nidveis kshel. But if it originates not from a search of his soul, but it emanates from the spur of the moment, from a mood. It doesn't make any difference what mood it is. Good mood, bad mood. So then, it's neither Rishon. But there is another prerequisite, that even if it emanates from a purified heart and from a cheshbon nefesh, and the searching of the soul, so it must also be done in such a way he must adapt that method, those means that involve a minimum of mechshelim. I mean, to adapt means that involve no mechshelim, that's impossible. I mean, life means mechshelim. There is a Yitzhak Teven, there is a Yitzhak Ara. So you're constantly exposed to all kinds of Mechshelim and temptations. But in order to be Nidvitz Kshelim, not only must he have the proper sublime goal, but he must adapt the proper methods. And what is the proper methods? Those means, that kind of an idea, that involves a minimum of mechshelim, a minimum mechshelim. So in Nizires, there are no two kinds of nidorim. So the only criterion in Nizires, the demarcation line between nidrishoyim and nidrishoyim, is whether it emanates from the spur of the moment, from the mood, from kas, or it emanates from a purified heart. Mashayim came by Kobones, since there are two kinds of nidorim, so there is another prerequisite. So mimele, but if let's say the Rambam says, if he does it derech hiseah, what does it mean derech hiseah? In other words, He wants to establish a special image of himself. In other words, that he is more than the average person. He is a tzaddik. He is super pious. Derechisa. So then it's Nidah Rishoyim. Now, when a person wants to bring a call, so in other words, so you have an Elo and you have a Shlomim. So Shlomim, so is the bulk of the call is Nechal. The Bayrim can enjoy the call of Shlomim. The Bosom is Nechal the Bayrim. But when you bring an Elo, so it's full of calling. So he doesn't derive any benefit whatsoever. So Mimela, since he said, Kinitre Rishoyim Molai, so that means Chayv Lo V'Elo. In other words, of course, if in his heart he says, I meant Shlomim, so then it's Shlomim. But it's only when he said, in my heart I meant whatever it means. Whatever it means. So in view of the fact that if it's Derech Isa, if the person makes the neder in order to ask for himself or to deny unto himself the things that the Torah does not deny unto him. So that's the Derech of Rishoyim. So in other words, so Mimele, what will it be more of the Derech Rishoyim to, if it's Derech Isa? Now, of course, it's Derech Isa. It's not, it doesn't emanate from a purified heart. He said, Kinidre Rishoyim. So, in other words, so it's Derech Isa. In other words, to deny it, to asser unto himself what the Torah did not asser, to deny unto himself certain joys that the Torah did not deny unto him, like Inozia. Inozia is a chayte. Why? Because he denies unto himself certain joys that the Torah does not deny to a person. So Mimele, even if you take an eder to bring a korban, but there are two kinds of korbanos. There is an eder of Shlomim, a korban of Shlomim, and there is a korban of Elam. So in Shlomim, you don't deny unto yourself anything. I mean, on the contrary, you enjoy the bosor of the Shlomim. You only have to be makhil the Elam, and the bosor, so you eat. But if you take an eder to bring an eimor, so it's full of kolil, so you deny unto yourself everything in that korban. So that is more in consonance with the derech of Rishoyim, because the derech of Rishoyim is to make an eder derech isa, in other words, to be super pious, over and above what the Torah requires of him. So Mimele, if in his heart he meant whatever it means, so it's more in consonance with the expression of Kinidah Rishoyim, the Derech of Rishoyim, to bring a bigger korban than a smaller korban. Because Ishlomim is a smaller korban. It's less of a sacrifice than an Elo. Because in Ishlomim, you eat the bosor, and you only are makhiv the Elo. In an Elo, you makhiv everything. So that is more in consonance of Nidre Rishoyim than Rishoyim. Alright. Now, Himenu b'shvoe teizves. Hoche v'adai ma'ay v'biki kalufono. V'oma k'nidre Rishoyim himenu. Dinoda b'shvoe shaloi yeicha l'menu. Now the Rosh. Kinid Rishoyim Yodis come for us. Shimoba Kinid Rishoyim, but the Nozer will call him Rishoy. Or if it's more than Forish, with Forish and Forish. Heche Mashma Kule, or Rishoyim Regil Lida Bechlan, Kinid Rishoyim Lomaklum, Afil Kinid Rishoyim, Kikaze, Kinimolai, Lomaklum, Afilu, so he says the same thing. Afilu Kinid Rishoyim, Kikaze, Kinimolai, Lomaklum, Dima, Shetele Bichirim, Botter Sake, Sake name, the K. To resort to means that involve a maximum of mechshelim, and to resort to means that involve a minimum of mechshelim. So Mimele, if he resorts to means that involve a maximum of mechshelim rather than a minimum, so it's Kinid Rishoyim. אבל נדע דומה אליי עושה לי את הכל אז בלת האחר אבל שבו אלוי וישבו אלי שייך למי מה נדבר הילו כך שירים נשבועים כלל כלל אף אגב דאמינו לי הוא שנשבועים לקיים את המצווה so the same קשה that he says היי לב שבו אלי אלו לזרו זה אלו לזרו זה בעלמי you see so the Rosh does not give tesis teretz אבל שמוי אלו משתבק שירים כלל משום מייצי שם שמיים ובתורה מייצי שם שמיים ובתורה but he says because the Rosh could not give that teretz because the Rosh Rishitosei he says that if you don't mention the Shem then it doesn't involve even though it's Yad Hashem but as far as the Issa of Mitzvah Shemayim Vator is concerned so it's only Shayach when you spell out when you utter the Shem but if you don't pronounce the Shem then it doesn't involve any Mitzvah Shemayim Vator so Memele so then he has to give a different Teretz אבל גם דמי נוליו שנשבועים לקיים את המצוו היי לב שבועי אל יזרו זה בלמד because the Rosh Rishitose he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban that the Aloch of Dvor in the Michal and Michal Chefti Shemayim does not only cover Bittul Dvar Mitzvah, but even Kim Dvar Mitzvah, so it's not Chal, it is no Chalaisi. It's just a Heter. So mainly it cannot be, but it's not a Shvui, it is no Chalaisi. But this was, we saw, Ches, has to Lishemes. So one motion of this was, is like the Ramban. And the other version of Tesis, we said, is not like the Ramban. So that's why Tesis here gives another text. Vidil mo kinil rishoyim when it arnes, al kudai tol yom arlo tinil rishoyim kreide, kin rishoyim arini olay imen, arini aviyad men zires, she posach li ishlim dvorov, vichashvin olay, ki lo om arin o zir, olay bikom, imo yisodeim o menachas lifonov, viyom ar kinil rishoyim olay, chayv lo veil, imenu bishmue, kishikik amunach, כשקיק המונח לפונוב, ויום הכניד רישויים, כשקיק המוטה המונח לפונוב, ויום הכניד רישויים ממנו, ודיר ממנו להכיר לקומה, ופשט מסליס נויס המיס לידום ידנוזר, וקום, מהו לתאימה, הולמופק שהוא משיב, קומה שמון, כמדום הכניד רישויים, אבי כאילו אפק שהוא אמפה, נאו מציד הרשי. So, in spite of the differences between the Ram, the Rosh, Tesis, so it's minor differences because there is a difference whether Machlokes Hashanim, whether Korban has reference to Korban Mamesh or it is as the Rashbam says, as the Rosh says, or it has reference to Konomis, as the Rav Reb Lezer says. But they all agree that it's Mila Mila Ketone, but Rashi, he doesn't explain it as Mila Mila Ketone. In other words, where he said everything. Now, so let's see the Rashi. Vidil mehoche koma. Kinnid rishoyim lo nadan. Kim diul imforish mide l'roma hariyu olay kinnid rishoyim. El bistam koma. Vidil mehoche koma. Kinnid rishoyim lo nadan. Vilo klomu. Omaro vibayim akin shere kikya kolfono. Voma kinnid rishoyim hariyu olay vimenu. So he said all the three. Not the individual cases, separate cases. So, kita lifono va matim rishoyim arim yo ay vimenu u mishtam edo khikoma. Harim yi bin zires. Di mam de roza khikoma. Harim nozi vi od o ma rolai mashma do ma arli harim yo ay ko vimenu mashma de o mashmu shlai khimen. De hoyu do ma bitkhilo kinid rishoyim mishtam. Vadai do khpoilima di dakon shel rishoyim hu. Di ago the agov ritchaye neidrim binozer lekom mishwe. So he also mentions machmaskas agav ritchaye. So in other words, why? Where did Rashi see in the Mishneh that the Mishneh is reference to a person who says it in kas? Maybe the Mishneh has reference to someone who says it in good humor, not in kas. But Rashi explained the Mishneh that the Harei li nozir imeichel imenu, v'harei olai kikom, like it comes. In other words, it was, in other words, he mentioned it now. So in other words, if a person is mikabel nizires and it nai, so then it's a very good proof that that this kabbalas nizires does not emanate from a purified heart, the way that nozem nadar. It only emanates from a certain mood, whether it's kas or something else. It doesn't make any difference. Sometimes he might say it nai because he wants to show to someone. I mean, he wants to assert his ego. So mainly on the basis of it nai. So then he makes it other. I mean, this happens. Among those Jews who say, if this man will come to the banquet, then I'll give so much and so much. What does it mean? I mean, it doesn't emanate from a purified heart, from a desire to help Torah, but just to assert his ego. So that it's Kenita Rishoy. That's Kenita Rishoy. So Rashi says, Da'agav Ritchaye Nedrim Binozer Kom Bishwe, since Rashi explained it on the basis of Tnai. In other words, that Kika Munach Lifonov, and he said, Areini. In other words, if I eat that kikya, so Areini Kinozia, so that means he doesn't emanate from a purified heart and from searching his soul, but from a certain mood. Alright. Vidium Hodoma Areini Vitainis Mashole, Mizires, Vidium Hodoma Rimenu, Mashma, Shoyichel Menu, Eloshu, Sheichel Menu, Vichyochel Menu, Chayshu, Yoche. Keep the Omer Feiru Shuei Chel, Maile Meimer Vadlem Boile Mis Lechayim Shuei Kochmane. Olu Mofik Shuei, Loma Befeiru Shuei Shuei Chel. Afil Hoche Amrinom Vadai Shuei Kom. Alright, now let's see how the Rambam passes these din in the Yes, what is it?
In the din of Shmuel, in the Talmud Daita Chala Wash Shmuel Yikumei, is there more discussing here is the problem of a wash in Shmuel?
So how would because he didn't say Shmuel.
So my son is that it's valid for the wife, that there's no wash in Shmuel. There's no wash in Shmuel.
No, because it's a Yad Shmuel. Can you show him it's a Yad Shmuel? It doesn't make any difference. So from this Gemara we see that there is a loch of Yodis Lishmuel too. There is aloha fiyodis lishvueto. As a matter of fact, we discussed it at the very beginning of Nidorim. Teisve says that there is no yodis. The answer is, so we said, that the aloha of yodis is mentioned by Nizires, by Nidorim. So as far as the halais of Shvue is concerned, as far as Bal Yachol, because Shvue, Shvue has effect, has significance under two alohas. Under the aloha of Bal Yachol, because of the Chalaisim, and under the Aloche of Nishma Lasheka. So this Gzeres HaKosuv of Yodeis is mentioned in connection with Nizires, or in connection with Neder. It all depends whether Dibu is saying Dibu Teom Lashni Odom or not Dibu Teom Lashni Odom. Anyway, so Yodeis is mentioned in connection with Nizires and Nidorim, and we learn out Nidorim from Nizires or Nizires from Nidorim, whatever. But so mainly it applies to Shvue too, because as far as Bal Yachol is concerned, so net there are Shvue and Nizires, the sign hach, it's one category. But then Shvue has its own aloches of Nishba L'Sheker. So as far as the aloches of Nishba L'Sheker is concerned, there is no aloch of Yodis. Tesis there at the beginning of Nidorim as the Kashe, why doesn't the Mishnah in Shvue discuss Yodis? Because, so the answer is there, the Mishnah in Shvuah doesn't discuss the Bal Yachol aloches. The Mishnah in Shvuah discuss the Nishba L'Sheker aloches. So in the middle there is no din of Yodis. But here it's Ligabi Bal Yachol. But as the Chiddush, that there is Yodis, Ligabi Shvuah too. Now, the Rambam is very ma'arich on that Mishnah. And he has several tiyurim. First of all, he has several tiyurim in Hilchas Nidorim. And then he also mentioned that aloha in Maisa Kabbalah. Perikalev lechazindorim aloha chofei. Hoim el chavire ha-reolai kinidre rishoyim im Eichloch, Shemitreyem, Nosia, Vikorbon, Korbon, so Ushvuo, Viochal, Chaye, Vikolo. So in other words, so he says, Hare Olai, Kenitra, Rishoy, im Eichloch, Shemitreyem, Nosia, Vikorbon, Ushvuo, Viochal, Viochal, is Chaye, Vikolo. Where he spelled it out, he himself said everything. Harei olai kinitre rishoyim imeichloch. So in other words, so it's mashma from the Rambam in Pirkei Aleph Halacha Chofei that he explained the Gemara. That he explained the Gemara. Be Omar Shmuel beimer kinitre rishoyim harei ni olai v'imenu. Not as the Hanis says. Beimer kinitre rishoyim harei ni. One case and another case, and the third case, but he himself said everything. Harei, and not only did he say harei ni olai v'imenu, but he spelled out everything. He said harei olai kenidu rishoyim imeichaloch shemidreyem nozia v'kob mushvua. He spelled it out. He spelled it out. So what's the chiddush? I mean, if he said, if he himself spelled out, "Harei olai kenita rishoyim imeichloch shemitreyem nosia v'kob mushvua," so what else is necessary? So he spelled out everything b'preitrit. So the chiddush is that only if he said shemitreyem, but if he'll say kinidrei ksheirim, even though he said shemitreyem nozia v'korb mushvua, he will not be chayim. So it's like it's the same thing that the Rosh says. He says afilu kinidrei rishoyim kiker ze keinem olai l'makom, because he formulated it incorrectly. So memele, even though he said shemitreyem nozia v'korb mushvua, but if he'll say kinidrei ksheirim, so it will not be chayim, because he formulated it incorrectly. But if he says kinidrei rishoyim, so then it's properly formulated, so it's chayim. V'chein o'imer harei olai kinidres ksherim shemenidveisom nozer v'korb harei zechayim. But not sure. So the Rambam mentions here the case where he spelled out everything. And he even spelled out shemenidreyem nozer v'korb mishvua. So it's even more than Rashi. According to Rashi too, it's not mile mile. But according to Rashi, he said kinidre rishoyim imeichel Hareini holai menu, but he didn't say shemitreyem nozer korb mushvua. But the Rambam mentions where he himself spells out shemitreyem nozer korb mushvua. That's halacha chofei. Then halacha chavov, he mentions the case of mila mila. Omar harei olai kinidre rishoyim, oy kinidves ksherim, sheichaloch, oy imeichaloch, harei ze oser, v'af al pi shaloi pirish. So in other words, so Harei Olai Kinidre Rishoyim Sheichaloch Oimeichaloch Harei Zos Afro Shloi Pirish Omar Kinidre Ksheirim Loi Nischaye Biklum Sheina Ksheirim Neiterim Biderachisa Vikas Omar Kinidre Rishoyim Hareini Voino Zerim Alifonov Chai Vizires. So that's Mila Mila. So the Rambam has both cases where it's mile mile, and where he mentions all. And when he mentions all, so the Neder himself says, Shemitreyem nozer v'korb mushvua. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that if he will say, Kinidre ksheirim, he will not be chayev, even though he spelled out everything. You'll ask, how is that possible? But he spelled it out. But the Rosh says the same thing. The Rosh says, Im omar kinidre ksheirim kiker ze keinem olai l'lo makom. But he said, Kikaze Kenim Olai. But he added something that is improperly formulated. So mimele, it's no good. Now there is a machleike saposkin according to the shite that there are two types of nidorim. There are two types of nidorim. One neder of osar olai without being matris in hegdesh, and another neder where is matris. Now suppose someone will say kiker ze osar olai kechazir. So many rishonim say in so many words that the neder is not hal. So, but these rishonim who say it in so many words, so they hold that neder is only atvose. The ikar neder is only atvose. There are no two kinds of nidorim, only atvose. So mele, since the only neder that is hal is derech atvose, so and when one says just kikar ze osar olai, so it's yad atvose. So only if he says just kikar ze osar olai. But if he says kikar ze osar olai kechazir, so mele, it cannot be considered as yad atvose because he was not in love osar. But machlikes achreinim is according to the rishim, like the Ran and Nidor, who says that there are two ikar nidorim. One ikar neder is when he says kikar ze osar olai, then it's hal not machmas matris nehekdesh, but because he hasn't. Another neder is when he says kikar ze kikom, then it's hal machmas atvose. So there is a machlekes achreinim according to the Ran in Shmuel, that the only ikar neder is atvose. So it goes without saying that if someone says kikar ze osar olai kechazir, so it's not hal. Because when he says osar olai, so it's only hal machmas yad kikom. But if he finished it and he said kechazir, so maybe it cannot be hal. But according to the Ran Shiten Nidorim, there is a machlekes. The machlekes. And that it. Now, so we see from all these rishonim, that these rishonim say, in other words, so what's the story of those who say that according to the Ran, that there is a neder of kikar ze osar olai, not on the basis of atvose. So even if he says kikar chazir, so he doesn't negate the neder, because since it was a good neder without the last word, suppose he wouldn't say kikar chazir, he would just say kikar ze osar olai, not kikar chazir, it would be valid on the basis of its own merit. So mele, some say, even if he adds a word, it doesn't matter, we just ignore that word. And some say, no, if he doesn't say, just says kikar ze osar olai, so then it's osar. But then it's osar on the basis of its own merit. But if he finishes it and he explains it and he says kipsach hazir and there's a double osar, then it negates the neder. So we see from all these rishonim that even a neder that contains the words that by themselves would constitute a good neder, but if you add certain words that are improperly formulated, so then it negates the neder. I mean, the Rosh says, ki nidrei k'sherim kikar ze kenim olai lo maklum. The mashe teile b'ksheirim botles akenim. The ksheirim were not required. And the Rambam also says, that even if he'll say, harei olai ki nidrei ksheirim mimeichelach, shem nidreim nozer likor mushlo. So then, the neder is not a good neder. So certainly, in the case where he says, kikar ze osar olai kipsach hazir, according to the Ran Shite, that osar olai by itself is valid, not on the basis of yodes. But so if he doesn't put in any words that are incorrectly formulated, but if he puts in incorrect words, so then it negates an element. Now, so the Rambam, so we see that the Rambam has two halachas. In halacha chofei, he mentions the case where he spells out everything. Then in halacha chavov, he mentions the case of mila mila. So in other words, harilai kenidrei. So he's chayiv in zeres. Now, and it's interesting. So in halacha chavov, it's mila mila kotone. So he also has two types of cases. So he says, Omar harilai kenidrei rishoy, or kenidrei ksheirim sheichaloch, or yimeichaloch. Harei zosa aval pi shaloi pirish. And then. Oma kenidrei sheirim, when Israel could actually in the Christian cars, Oma kenidrei rishoyim areini, vo yonos eriva lefon of chayiv bin zires, kenidrei rishoyim olai, chayiv kol. Now, so he doesn't make, so he only mentions nos eriva lefon of in connection no yvarein. So then we have to have nos eriva lefon of. But, ligabi korbon, so the Ram says that the behemo has to be munachas lefon of. The Rambam doesn't say, Omar kenidrei rishoyim olai vehoiso behemo munachas lefonov, so is chayiv kol. He doesn't say it. He only says, hoyonoze reiva lefonov. But ligabi korban, it's mashma from the Shittas Rambam that even if a behemo is not munachas lefonov, and he just says, kenidrei rishoyim olai, so is chayiv kol. Now, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in Maisa Kobones, Perik Yudalet. Perik Yudalet, Muchas Maisa Kobones. Halochi Yudalet. Hoi Meir, Harei Olai. Kenidrei rishoyim, sheminidreye, nozi avikob mushvuo, chayo vikolo. Now, so that's the case where he mentions everything. Now, in Idorim, in Aloha Chofei, he also mentions everything. Hoim el chaveire yarei olai kenidrei rishoyim imeicheloch, sheminidreye nozi avikob mushvuo, viyochal, is chayo vikolo. And then, but in Perik Dal Mechmaisa Kabonis, Aloch Yedalev, he says, Hoim Arei Olai Kenidrei Rishoyim, not in Meichel, Kikaze, without any Tnai. But, Shem Nidreyem, Noze Vikob Mushmu Yo Yishchayi Bichlo. Now, Kenidrei Ksheirim, Lo Yishchayi Bichlo. Arei Olai Kenidrei Ksheirim, Arei Zenedea, Binoze Rovikob. Now, so then, so we see two chidushim in the Rambam. First of all, we see one chidush in the Rambam in Perik Aleph Milchas Nidorim, Haloche Chovov, that he is chelik on the Ran and he is chelik on the Rosh. Where is the Ran and the Rosh both say that when do we say Kedil Rishoyim Alai is chayiv korban only if Behemu Nachas Lefonov? And the Rambam shite is without Behemu Nachas Lefonov, only Ligabi Nozir. So it has to be Nozir. It has to be Nozir Reva Lefonov. It has to be Nozir Reva Lefonov. Now, then, in, let's say, Ligabei, and then another Chidesh we find in the Rambam, Perik Yudalet Minchas Maisa Kabones. So he says, Harei Olai Kinnidob Kinnidvis Ksherim, Harei ze noda binozer ovikom. Now, if he says, Harei, if he says, Kinidrei Shoyim Areini, so then only if Inozir is Ever, is Ever Lefonov, so is Chayiv bin Zeres. But if Inozir is not Ever Lefonov, and he says, Areini, Kinidrei Shoyim Areini, he's not Chayiv bin Zeres. But if he says, Harei Olai Kinidrei Sksher, without the Nozir Reva Lefonov, and without saying Areini, Harei Zenedea Binozir Uvikom. Now what does it mean? Harei Zenedea Binozir Uvikom. In other words, obviously, when he says, in my heart, I meant both. So if he says, in my heart, I meant both, he says, are you like in it with Kshelim? And in his heart, he says, he meant both. So he's chayv in zires and he's chayv to bring it home. Suppose in his heart he says, in my heart I meant to be in Nozir, then he's only chayv in zires. Suppose he says, in my heart I meant to bring it home, so he's chayv in home. But without the Nozirim alephonov. So, and he just said Ari Olai. But if he explains that in his heart he meant Nizires, so it becomes an Ozir. And if he said in his heart he meant to bring a Korban, so then he has to bring a Korban. But as far as Korban is concerned, so if he says Kenidah Rishoyim Olai, so he's also Chayv Korban without the Behemu Nachas Lefanov. But the Rambam distinguishes between the expression Kenidah Rishoyim Hareini. So then there has to be Nozir Eva Lefanov. But if Nozir is not Eva Lefanov, so Mimele, he's not in Nozir, even though he says in his heart, I meant to be in Nozir. But if he says, Kinidvei Kshelim, Hari Olai Kinidvei Kshelim, or the same thing would be true if he says, Harini Kinidvei Kshelim, so he's also in Edab Nozir. Why that distinction? Why the difference? Now, the Gemara has the kasha here. So obviously the Rambam held that the reason is to why in the case of Kenidah Rishoyim. So only if he knows the Reva Lefonov. Only if he knows the Reva Lefonov. So he is Chayv in Zires. But if he knows it, he's not Reva Lefonov. And even though he says in my heart I meant to be in Nozir, and he said Kenidah Rishoyim Areini, he's not in Nozir. Why? Because when a person is mikabel nizires, not out of a purified heart, the way the Nozir Nadorim was mikabel nizires. So he's a chayde. And when a person is yeshiv b'tainis, not out of a purified heart, but he wants to be super pious, to assert himself. What the Torah did not answer him. The Torah did not answer him to eat. And he wants to be Yeshiv Tainis. So he's a Chayde. So Mimele, in the case where he says Kenidah Rishoyim, in view of the fact that it's the Derech of Rishoyim to be Mikabel Nizires, Derech Kas and Derech Hiseh, and to be Mikabel Tainis Derech Kas and Derech Hiseh. So without the Nozir Eva Lefonov, so there is no Yechoche, it's not a yad to Nizires. Mashein Kein, if he says, Kinidvei Sksherim, so Mimele, if it is, so if he says Kinidvei Sksherim, so, and it's the Derech of Sksherim, is the Derech of Sksherim, to take an idove of Korm or an idove of Nizires. So Mimele, if he says Hare Olai Kinidves Kshere, and he says in his heart he didn't spell out anything, whatever it means, so then he says an edav Nozer of Korm. Why? Because it's the derech of Kshere to take an edav of Nizires like the Nozer Nadorem, or to bring a korban like killer. I mean, out of a pure heart. So Mimele, if he says Hare Olai Kinidvei Sksherim, and in his heart, obviously the Rambam has reference to the case where he says in my heart, I didn't spill out anything, but I meant whatever it means, whatever the Mishpat HaLoshen it means. Because if the Rambam had reference to the case where he said in his heart, I meant Nizires, I meant Korban, so the Rambam should say that. If the Rambam says, Hari like Nidres Ksherim, Hari is an Edo Benozom, Korban both. Now, so certainly, if he says in his heart, I didn't mean Nizires, he couldn't be Nozir. If he says in his heart, I did not mean, if he says that in his heart, he didn't mean Korban, he couldn't be Mechuyim Korban. So obviously, the Rambam has reference to the case where he says, in my heart, I meant whatever it means in the Mishpat HaLoshen. So since it's a derech of Kshirim to take an eder of Nizires, the way the Nozer Madorem took an eder of Nizires, out of a purified heart, Machmas Nidvas Libei, and is the derech of Kshirim to take an eder of Korbanos also, an eder of Korbanos, the way Hillel did. So when a person says, Hari like Nidvas Kshirim, and he says that in his heart he meant whatever it means, Mashmoy is Haloshin, so it means both. So it means both. Alright. Can it share in the Maklu? Can it face another Benezer? Can it face another Benozer recall? Man Tane di Shanelon, Benede Alindov. Leime loyrab meyab loyrab yude itanya teva shoyside mishesida loyse shale teiv mize mize shini neida kol yikar div rab meyab rab yude ime yad teiv mize mize neida mishal. So it cannot accord either with rab meyab or with rab yude. So the Gemara assumed that rab meyab holds that both neda and Nidoveh are improper, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Neder and Nidoveh are proper. And here the Mishnah distinguishes between Neder and Nidoveh, so it cannot accord with either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara has two shades. I feel the first question is I feel the Tamer Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir appears to be saying that Neder or Nidoveh is improper. No, I feel it in Reb Meir. Ki, koma Reb Meir, that it's improper, b'neder, of Ariyalai, bin dove loy koma. So again, the pshat is, in other words, Reb Meir, when does Reb Meir say, that it is improper, only b'neder? So b'neder is improper, even though he has the proper goal, to make himself better, to purify his heart, but since he can adapt a means that involve a minimum of mechshelim, and he adapts means that involve maximum of mechshelim, so he's a chete. But nidovo lekoma, if he does it out of the proper motive, and he resorts to that method, or that he involves a minimum of mechshelim, so loikom. V'ho kotone kenidveisom nodav inozer v'kom. Tone nodav inozer v'kom. So ma'ish neneida de loy dil moslo itakole nidoviname loy dil moslo itakole. So Yigmora says ki lazok. V'tanyom al lazokun shalimu al odom b'ilosi kol yomov mevio kishi yechun lazok. So he nichenidove the carbonis. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara in the first lashon says that this Mishnah calls with Reb Meir. Now Reb Meir says that teiv mizeh umizeh shenida kol yikar, but only neder is not proper. But nidove is proper. Nidove is proper. So, but the Mishnah mentions the distinction between neder and Nidoveh likabe Nizires as well. So, what's the distinction between Neder and Nizires? Between Neder and Nidoveh Nizires. So Nihiniche Nidoveh Nikobones, Nidoveh Nizires, Ma'ikel Mimah. So, look at Shema Tzadik. Itanie, aber schon ein Sadik, mir haben wir halt auch schon so Tommy, er war echt, paar Machers, boah, du mechert nur so nach Dorn, wo er ist, ich schrie, für ihn ein Tivre, ich sehe, so ist es mit Altali, und warte mal, bni maru iso, asher salcho ze anoi, oma li rei o isi la abu biiri, holach vol mal ismai na mai un iskalt ba bushali, u pochat o yitzra bi gizotani min eiro, o malto li rosh olo matu mizgoye beilom shini shaloch, bimi she u osi li yisrim o viseleo, ha aveido she agalchoch li shamai, she shamai, miyad omariti un shakti val reishe, o malte loi, bni komeicho yir bunei zri niziras in Yisrael, הלכו הכוספי מהיר, איש גיאפו לינטר נדר נוזר להזר לדישן. So in other words, it's the same thing like Bekobonis. But the klal is that in order that the nedar should be praiseworthy, so you have to do it. You have to do it with the sublime goal and the sublime motive, and you have to do it in such a way that it will involve the least possible machine. So by kabbonis, so the way to do it so that it will involve the least possible machelim is by bringing it to the Azor and say Arizu. But by Nizires, so there is no other way except to be mekabel Nizires. But it has to be, the Nizires has to be taken under circumstances that it's necessary for him to take Nizires, like the Nozem Nadon. All right, now. Maskevo Ravmani, Maishne Oshom Nozotomi, the Loyocha, the Ose Al-Heit, Kolashom Isnamel Reichel, the Al-Heit Osu, Omle Rabbeine, Haine Tame, Kishen Tei Nizri, Uchshein Itami, Vichob Malim Nizires, Mischartem Behen, ונמצאו מביאים חום לעזור. יוכי אף ומוזר תויר נאמה. So it's in נוזר תויר the same thing. נוזר תויר, יוכי נוזר, so נוזר תויר נאמה. So נוזר תויר לא עם דעמוד העמיד נפשי ויוכי לינדה. Right, now let's see the run. Teif mizeh u mizeh, sheinei deya, shonu im nedo in dove, doma tikshir misnal vene neide. Teif mizeh u mizeh shonu ilach lika, min neide u mishalim, neide u vene mishalim. Di liu mai kho ksiv shatir shalei, u bos arroche, ksiv teiva shalei sidea. Kalei ma shu yei sa teiv, min neide u mishalim, dersiv liu mene. Viko yoi vtaim ilu milse, mi she sidea vo isi shalim, kalei ma shem o tishka vo isi shalim, ולפיכך טבע של יסיד הכלל, מה של נחשתם לישון לבנדל אינדורי, דילוי להשמין ומכחוד את טבע כולו נדל ומשלם. רב יהודה אימר טבע מזה מזה למשלם, ודורו של לקרוא יהוכי, איסי סתיד אייר שלם, וזו ימיד המשובחס, אבל טבע שלא יסיד אייר, מי שסיד אבל יש שלם, ויתאים את פשיטה. הוכי קורמה, לא יתאי סובו שמשעה סניד רכו, אתו מייסי וסחוס, והכן אם שוכחתו לנסקו לפסד לסחורכו, שאין לכן, שנסחר בשעס הנדר או שעס השלומים, כך מראשית את זה בין. כי כמה רב מאיר בן נדר, בן דובר לקרוא מה, לקרוא לו אי ראה לו בן דורים, ולא אי בן דובר. וכתוני כנית ויסון נודע בן עוזר לקרוא, דעל משעק שירים נדרים, ויכול מוצס לוק מקרב מאיר, ומתעצין אונטוני נודע. ופיר שרבי ישאי, דאח קושי בדינות אבו מוצא להקשוי להגופת מסניס. I mean, they could have asked the same kasha, because no matter what we say, but the Mishneh changes the lotion. The masnis mash mash in aksherim neidrim, leitonek neidrim sherim lomaklum, ubosahor akotone noda, el mikore daik masnis in gufet imafim nedolim dove mani, ubosadeik lekerab meyer, daikin el heir akotone neda, vein emirali, el hoche koma. בישלי מאילוי מוקמנו ליקרב מאיר, מצאנו לפרושה, ונרשוק שירים, ותרשו ברוצן גומור, וכושר הדובר לאסיס קיין, נידו במקרה, ויאף אגב די אמרין הנוכל ישמינו איתן עדים אפני נדלין דובה, ולאמרין הפשיטס, מה איתן עד ישנו בנדלין דובה, ולאמרין הנוכל משם קושטי ומילסי, אבל השעס גופה דוחל לידה גיסה, ולאים עד אליו רב מאירי, ולשון לא בנדלין דובה, ומתארצה מסניס לשפיה, אלו ימרת, אלו ימרת רב מאירי, היכן מיקרה נדר דקורב נידובה, והריקים שנה נדר רואו לקשירים, אי אפשר שיקרה נידובה. So the run explains it, I mean, it's in line with what I just said. In other words, the alibi de emes, alibi de emes, so there are two prerequisites for nidvis kshel. Number one is that it should not emanate from the spur of the moment, from a certain mood, but it should emanate from a searched soul and the purified heart. That's one prerequisite. And the other prerequisite is that even if it does emanate from a searched soul, but he has to adapt the proper means. Those means that involve a minimum of Mashe. So that's a little maskon of the Gemara. Mashe inkin the habamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Bishleime if we say, this is what the Ram means. Bishleime if we say that this Gemara does not accord with Rameya, and the Gemara, but the Mishnah still distinguishes between Neder and Nidove, so then we could say that all that the Mishnah recognizes is the distinction between a Neder emanating from the spur of the moment and from a certain mood, and the Neder emanating from a searched soul and a purified heart. That's all. What kind of means you adapt, whether it's means that involve a maximum of Mechshelim and a maximum of challenges, or a minimum of Mechshelim and minimum of challenges, doesn't matter. But now that you say that this Mishneh calls with Rameya, and Rameya himself distinguishes between Neder and Nidove. So what does it mean Rameya distinguishes between Neder and Nidove? Rameya couldn't distinguish between a Neder of Ariyalai that emanates from a mood, and the Neder of Arizu that emanates from a certain mood. Because if it emanates from the spur of the moment or from a certain mood, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Ariyalai or Arizu. So then it's Nidre Rishoyim, then he's a Chayte. So if Rameya distinguishes, once we say that Rameya draws a distinction between Neder and Nidove, so we must say that even when the first prerequisite is complied with, in other words, when the Neder emanates from a searched soul and a purified heart, even in such a case, there is a difference between Neder and Nidove. Why? Because in one case of Neder, he exposes himself to a maximum of Mechshelim and challenges, and in the other case, he exposes himself to a minimum of Mechshelim. So Mele, that's why, so the Gemara asks, so the Gemara asks, discussion, this is, Elo Yamret Rameyari, Heicha Mikra Neder Lekob Nidove, Vaikidish Yamener Olo Lekshelim, Yef Shikra Nidove. Nidove Name Dilm also in Zakole, the Avo Gav Dio Mari Zu, Dilma Posha, Achel Hovi, Yesem Shalish Rivolim, Ki Hilo Azo, Imo Bal Beimam Nachas Bazor, Ki Nidas Kshelim, Noda Bekob, Sha'arei Kshelim Mivim Behem Tom Lazor. Now, so what does the Ran say here? It's a big Chiddush. Kilo Azor, Imo Maral Behemo Hamunachas Bazor, Ki Nidas Kshelim, Noda Bekob, שערי קשירים מביאים בהם תום לעזורי ומקדישים ניסון כדי לשם ניגל הזאת. So it's much more from the Ram that when do we say that if he says כנדוויס קשירים, so we know that because if בהימו is מנחס לפונוב, only if the בהימו is מנחס לפונוב בעזור, he emphasizes, he's מדגיש, אם אומר על בהימו המנחס בעזור כנדוויס קשירים. But suppose it's not Nachas Bazor, he's far away from the Beis Hamikdash. And the Behemo is Nachas Lefonov. He is in Tzvas, and Behemo is Nachas Lefonov. And he says, Kinidris Ksheirim Olai. So according to the Ram, it's not valid. It's not valid. Because it's not in consonance with the Derech of Ksheirim to make an error. This is what the Ram says. Now let's see what the Tesis says. Kilo Azopu, שמביאים בעזור, ואם תהי מרקת איך הכל לנידס כשרים, הולה כשהיו סקים כהילל, כשהבן בו בעזור, הוא מסניס משמע בכל עניין. But the Ramse says, "Ilachname, that must listen, has to be applied to the case where he says, "Kinit Sherim, al beimu amunachas bazoro." But if he's in tzvas and beimu nachas in front of him, he says, "Kinit Sherim," so then it's not valid. But he says, "It's chelik." Veid the hot inach nitrikol, avu nitrikol kenem kin sheis akikir olov. I mean, that's according to Shita Barav Rebeleza. So, hosom mishayich tamze, veimer Rav Reb Elezer. So, the teretz, you see, the teretz is given by Rav Elezer. That means the kasha is also given by Rav Reb Elezer. And Rav Reb Elezer Lishitose, he says that it has reference to kinomis. Veimer Rav Elezer, kivn dikshayirim misnadi, bishum tzad bazore, gam chutz lazore, name tofis, Shapir ani dove beloshen ze viavo gav di ksheirim lo nisnadim kai gavli avo nidri ksheirim lo yahave klal bishum tzad av kishi ba azore nami yikichshoshe shemotomus viyechaye bachayez viyose lidi takole di baltacher yutach kimitri ksheirim lo yomachlo. So tenses is chelik, tenses is chelik amera. According to the Ram, in as much as the derech of the Ksherim, like Hil Azokin is, to adapt that kind of neder, to adapt that kind of means in order to attain a certain goal. So the means that involves the very minimum of Ksherim. So the Mele, according to the Ram, only if a person says kinidvis ksherim under circumstances where ksherim would act like him. Mashaykin, if he says kinidvis ksherim under circumstances where ksherim do not act like that, so then the nether is not valid. And this vashita is no, that in view of the fact that he is trying to reduce the ksherim, to reduce the machshirim, even though he does not do it in such a way that it involves the least possible machshirim, but he is trying to minimize the machshirim. So memele, he follows up the pattern of the machshirim, even though he does not follow it up completely, but he is trying to emulate the lifestyle of the Ksherim. I mean, the lifestyle of the Ksherim consists not only in aspiring, in being motivated by a sublime goal, but also in adapting means that involve the very minimum of Ksherim. So he does not adapt the means that involves the very minimum, but he adopts means, the fact that he makes an ender of Arizu rather than Ariolai, shows that he tries to minimize the Machshirim. He doesn't go all the way in the Derech Machshirim, but he's embarking upon that path. So since his neder indicates that he is trying to embark upon the path of the Ksherim, even though he is still far removed from the ideal, situation set up. So it can be considered Kenitvas Ksherim. So this is says, Vafo gav the Ksherim le misnadim kai gavne, avel nidri Ksherim le have a klal bishum tzad.